Hey everyone, it's Frank. Just wanted to say a quick word of thanks to all of you who have been such great listeners. You really are the best podcast listening audience we could possibly ask for, so thanks so much for that. Special thank you to all of you who have been leaving us iTunes reviews or emailing us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com or tweeting at us at beerwithgeeks. It's been really great. Please feel free to leave us a review maybe while you're listening to the show. We'd really appreciate that. It'd mean a lot to us. Or shoot us an email or a tweet. Happy to read them on the show if you are okay with that. And we'd really love to get more of your feedback, because everything we've gotten so far has been just really positive and really encouraging. So thanks so much and enjoy the show. Bye.
Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to episode 010. Can I say that? 010? Or should
010.
I just say 010?
010 works.
010 of Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we are discussing our first cell phones.
First cell phones.
Our foray into the world of the cellular.
Mm.
So I want to preface by saying technically my first cell phone was not a cell phone. It was the 1980s block phone, but it was a toy.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Does that count as my first cell phone?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
No. But I'm glad you shared.
I think it's still somewhere in the toy chest.
Really?
In the bowels of, the toy chest.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, I think we had that as a toy before we even knew what a cell phone was. Remember when cordless phones were huge?
I do.
Yeah.
Wait, when they were actually physically huge? When they were really popular? Yeah.
Both. And so maybe my tiny reptilian brain decided that, it was just the giant cord phone without a base. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Not really sure. And so let's talk about our first phones. How about you get to go first?
All right. My first phone was a Nokia 5125.
Interesting. Mine was also Nokia, but not that model.
I feel like many people's first phone, of our generation, first phone was Nokia.
Finland.
I think
Swinland. I'm going to go with Finland.
Okay.
I bet you, you spent on food.
You're right.
Finland, yes.
Right.
Oh, I love the Finns. Finland. That's the country for me. Spam a lot, man.
Yeah.
I said that's England. Fine. No. About a year ago, maybe a little less than that, there was a book called The Smartest People in the World, and it was about the three top countries in education, and it was Finland, Poland, and South Korea. Finland, Poland, South Korea. Poland,
really?
Good for them.
Yeah,
like,
at least they got something.
Brightly colored houses and education. Those are the things which, you know, actually, in pierogies.
Yeah.
Carbs, brightly colored houses.
Good for them.
And education. And so, but anyway, I remember them talking about Finland, and they're saying like once Nokia kind of went a little bit by the wayside, their economy really took a dive because that was their economy.
Right.
That's what everything was kind of invested in. So it was very interesting, but that kind of partially stuck with me because I was a little hesitant, but anyway, let's talk about your first phone. When did you get it? Why did you get it? What color was it? Who was your first call?
Okay, now you're asking too much. Well, here's what I can tell you. Got it when I was probably about 13, 14, okay. beginning of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Parents decided it's time you can have a cell phone now.
Yeah.
You're going to need it. You're going
to bequeath this phone to your child.
Exactly. Now, my dad had a cell phone in the early 90s. One of the first cell phone I ever saw was my dad's. Mm. He had an older Nokia.
Is that the one that flipped?
No.
Ah.
No, this was a really old Nokia that was like, it was like the same form factor as like the typical old Nokia that you'd think mm-hmm. of, but bigger. It was bigger than cordless phones are now. I mean, it was a brick in the truest sense. But I had one that was like basically a smaller version of that. Still had the pull-out antenna.
My dad had one with a pull-out antenna. I think he actually had the same model you had.
Okay, yeah, could be. Could
blue.
Be.
Was it blue?
It was navy blue.
Yeah.
That was my first phone. I remember, this was back in the days when you could only text people on the same network as you, at least here in the States.
Yes, that's right.
That's how it was. You could only text people if they were on the same carrier as you for quite a while, for a couple of years, actually.
Yeah, I remember it was a big deal when all of a sudden you could text anybody.
Like, you're on Verizon, you can text someone on AT&T. That's amazing. Yeah. So this was back in those days, so I could text like one person.
When he said amazing, I just thought of Scott Pilgrim. Like, the acoustics in here are amazing!
All right. We should talk about that sometime.
We should. Okay, yeah, cool. You're right. All right.
It was a navy blue. What I loved about it was it could, it had a replaceable faceplate. You could pop the front plate off. Oh my god,
I forgot about that.
Remember this?
Yeah.
And you could like buy like, you know, vanity plates.
Yes, that's right. Like zebras and sparkles and other manly things.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. My sister and I used to share this phone at a certain point.
Okay.
Like if I was leaving the house, I'd have the phone. And then if she was leaving the house, she'd have the phone. So
but if you left the house together, did you have to leave it at home?
If we left the house together, we'd just both take it.
That doesn't make sense.
We're the same place.
This doesn't make any sense.
So she would have her faceplate to make it all girly, and I had my like boy faceplate.
And that's
because I was like 13 and she was like 10. She's like, I want a zebra. She actually had a zebra. It's funny you say that, but a zebra, and I have like an American flag one, and I was like,
I was going to say the American flag because I was like the only manly one.
So I would just change the faceplate.
Not the American flag is strictly manly, but you know.
No, but it was the only one remotely. I mean, you know, if you wanted something that wasn't not sparkly, pink or sparkly or zebra. Slightly, whatever, that was it. So yeah, that was my first phone. That was my first one, and it was, I played Snake on that thing for hours.
I played Snake forever. Yeah, I still have a yearning to play Snake.
Mm, me too.
Because Snake was big. Remember when it was Nibbles on DOS? You don't remember that?
I didn't have DOS.
Oh,
I came in Nibbles. After DOS.
DOS had two amazing games. Well, they had more games, but in my realm of existence, I played three DOS games. One was a Batman game.
Oh.
That was absurdly difficult. There were two floppy disks. One you fought the Penguin and one you fought the Joker.
I love it.
Yeah, the Penguin one I remember was easier because Joker, he had like, the beginning of the game was like he poisoned you so your life is automatic. It was like classic, like your life is automatically drained before you even start the game, so you're already screwed.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, game developers. Bannelcraft, something like that.
Okay.
But, Nibbles and Gorilla Basic were the two games that you could play. Nibbles is Snake on the computer. There was a difference. Mm-hmm. You get stuck in the maze and you get more and it grows bigger, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Same thing. Gorilla Basic was you were a gorilla on each side.
Gorillas!
Tarzan. Okay. my first thought was George the Jungle, and I was
but close.
Right. Yeah.
Sounds up. You're right. Yeah.
Speaking. Yeah. Nibbles and snakes. Spoofs. Yeah. So, Gorilla Basic was you had two gorillas either on either side of like a bunch of skyscrapers, and you toss bananas at one another.
Okay.
But I think you have to put the longitude and the latitude in to like make sure that it would go and hit them. If you put it wrong, the banana would like fly off screen and come down and hit you, or like take chunks out of you, or the buildings, or like. And it was fun because sometimes like. Your strategy had to be like throwing the banana at the building so it would go directly through and then hit the other person, like who could get through the building fastest.
That's insane.
Oh, it was totally insane. It was awesome. If you hit the person right, they would like explode. And, that game was awesome. It's like classic games right up there with Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Which I thought about earlier today, oddly enough. I'm not sure why. Yeah, so anyway, continue. Sorry.
Basically, I played Snake on that thing for hours, but I want to hear about your first phone.
My first phone was also a Nokia, but it was a Nokia 3360.
Okay.
Which was, I think, the tiny bit of a newer model.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have the antenna. It was smaller.
Okay. It's like a built-in antenna.
It had a built-in antenna,
I think my... after I got rid of my first Nokia, my mom had the same phone, but then her next phone was the one that you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually, my first two phones, I think, were the same exact phone.
They really?
Were just different colors.
Mm.
My first one was navy blue. My second one was gray.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was the same exact phone, or at least the model was extremely close. Cause I actually remember watching, Casino Royale.
Yeah.
And right in the beginning with the parkour and
yes.
the guy, the bomber.
Of course it is.
And Bond pulls out his phone or like, but that guy had my phone. And I was like, years after, like, my actually had that phone, but I remember being like, I love that phone. It's like your first car or anything like that. I missed that size actually. Mm. Like, I know the trend now is like these giant, like, tab phones.
Yeah.
But, I really miss the small size of it. Although my thumbs are kind of big.
Mm.
And so after, I think I have calluses on the side of my thumb from texting on those things. But I got mine also about 13, 14 for high school. I got it for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Came in an orange and white box.
Mm.
Remember that? And I think we were on a shared network
sure.
where we could only it was like 50 texts
between the
whole family. Do you remember that?
Yeah, days? Before the days of Unlimited.
Or when Unlimited was like supremely expensive.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was so unbelievably expensive. It was almost like unlimited data.
Yeah. You know? No.
It's just like, that's really, really expensive.
Who needs it anyway? Right. Who's going to text that much?
Everyone.
Yeah. In about 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. Just wait 5 years. You won't call anybody anymore. And when you do, you're going to feel like it's a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Remember that? It's funny. You said yours had an antenna. I remember trying that phone, like, I had to call someone because it was my dad's or whatever else. Maybe my mom had that one too.
Mm.
And I remember not pulling out the antenna one time, and the call was the same.
I know, yeah.
And you were,
I know.
You were like,
I know.
This is like magic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to use this at all.
When I first got the phone, I felt really cool pulling up the antenna every time. I was like, look at me.
Well, it's the same.
Like, that felt cool. But then after a while, I realized I didn't need to, and I was like, oh, then why would I pull out the antenna? That just looks stupid.
Right, yep.
I feel like a dork with the thing.
Right, exactly.
But at first, I was like, I am so cool, I have to make a show of it.
Ka-chunk! What's the first? Like, it's like even having, like, the first, like, a flip phone.
Yeah.
I remember being obsessed.
Oh, my God, yes.
With, we had a toy of this one, too, you know, like a cheap, like, $2
I had a toy, thing. A toy flip phone, too.
Yeah, but I remember liking the flip of it because of, you know, I'm going with this. No, you don't.
Let's see.
Peter Banning's cell phone in Hook. Robin Williams as Peter Pan.
Not where I was going, but that's
had
good.
A cell phone.
Yes.
And it was the flip phone. And he used to flip it open and then flip it down. And he had a little pouch like it was his little gun or whatever. That was awesome when I was a kid because I was very gadget and still am gadget oriented.
Right.
So it was a classic gadget.
I was actually, I think, maybe subconsciously, I was thinking of Star Trek. Where I wanted to flip open like the communicator.
Oh.
Original series.
Definitely did not think of that.
Original series, like, you know, Kirk to Enterprise. Like, that's what I was thinking.
Right. Is that ever how you answer your phone?
No, I should, though. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
But actually, my second phone then was a flip phone.
Was it?
It was a flip phone. It was a Motorola flip phone.
Mm.
I think it was the Motorola V170. For anyone playing along at home.
Yeah.
Anyone
on Google at home?
Yeah. So it had, but the cool thing about it was it had a color screen, Tim. It had a color screen. Of course, it was like it had like four lines of text you could read on it.
Yeah, of course.
But it was still a color screen. And this was the first phone that I had when you were suddenly able to text people across network.
Oh.
It was during the time that I had this phone that transition happened for me.
Okay.
So when I first got this phone, I was still only able to text like two friends. But sometime during the time I had this phone, I was able to text everybody.
That's
amazing.
It was amazing.
And I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And, you couldn't, you know, there's no faceplate to change on this one, but you could, you could put a custom, like, snap-on case on the outside of it.
Yeah.
So I had a camo, like a green, you know, army camo case I used to put on it. I felt cool.
That's cool.
Made me, I was the coolest kid for like a week.
Yeah, for a week, yeah.
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 Until.
In your brain.
In my mind.
Yeah.
In my mind. Grapes.
Everyone else was like,
nowhere
I don't
else.
Care.
Yeah. Just in my mind.
just
there. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I realized other people had cameras on their phones. And I was like, oh, what's going on? I can't keep up. What is going? What sidekick? What's a sidekick? What?
Oh, I never had a sidekick. That was a huge thing.
Yeah.
My second one was a Samsung X460. It was also a flip phone.
Okay.
It was the tiny little silver one that had the backlight. It blew backlighting.
Oh, yeah, of course. Keys. On the keyboard? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one was my second one. I don't think it lasted a terribly long time. I don't remember why necessarily. I just remember not having it. I didn't break it. I've been really good. Barring up till the time I just dropped my phone and cracked my screen, which is the first time I've ever done that in my entire life.
Just this last month.
Right. Yeah. All the years of having a cell phone.
Yeah.
First time.
First time.
Yeah.
First time for everything.
Yeah. Right. And so hopefully the last time. Hopefully last. Yeah. And so, that was my second one. Moving on right to my first touchscreen. I think that was pretty much the transition.
Okay. I had one more in between.
Did you? What did you have in between?
I had a Razor. I got the Razor.
I did. My brother had a Razor. I never had one.
So here's the thing. I wanted a Razor. This whole time that I had this Motorola V170, I wanted a Razor so bad. It came out, you know, very shortly after. It was the cool phone to have when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
And, you know, for whatever reason, I couldn't get one. But finally, I did, you know, when people like started getting iPhones, always one step behind.
Yeah, always one step behind.
So I was like,
I got a Razor, and you're like fat phones are in now, man.
Yeah, man.
Touchscreens.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I had my Razor, and I was very happy with that. I was, you know, I have my iPod Touch, so that served like an iPhone,
which I now I have.
That's true. I did sell that to you.
I sold my iPod Touch. Right. Yeah, I mean, it holds battery for like a day. But
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. So it works.
It still works. But yeah, I had that. So whenever I had Wi-Fi, I felt like I had an iPhone. But I had my Razor as my
awesome.
It's my phone, my daily carry.
Smash it.
But your next one was
my next phone was the first Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy.
Galaxy S,
which I hated.
You did,
actually. It was at the point where it was really still very glitchy. They had not worked out all the kinks yet, and it was much cheaper than an iPhone. Which, we were not an Apple family. We were a Microsoft family.
Oh, yes.
And so, I was actually the first one to really be like, no, I'm going to get an Apple product. no, really. I swear to you, this was like, I am going to do, and that was when I graduated college. I bought a MacBook.
You're like threatening them.
I will get one.
It was the Captivate, right?
Yes, that's it. Yes, the Samsung
Galaxy S Captivate. I remember that was the first phone in the United States that was on all four networks.
Yeah, that's right.
And every on all four major carriers, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile.
Yep.
And there was a different version of the same phone on every carrier and had a different name on every carrier. Mm. The AT&T version was the Captivate.
Yep.
They were all like, they all ended with eight, like Captivate and like Celebrate, and like they were all different.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe not Celebrate, but they were all different names for the same, basically the same phone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you had the Captivate,
and I had that, and then I moved on to the iPhone.
That's right,
and I've never looked back because I've only had one iPhone. So I've only had four cell phones in my time, maybe five.
Okay, yeah.
So which is about right? You figure it's 2 years. Since every 2 years since 2001.
Sure.
So yeah, that makes sense. So now 2014.
Makes sense. Yeah, every other year.
It's about every other year.
Pretty much.
I've had some longer than others just because I think this was even before, like, oh, your plan changes.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you know, like, no one tells you when your plan is up.
Right. And that wasn't a thing we ever thought about back then. It was
it's like TV. You season. Had the phone. You didn't think about that.
Yeah. Right. And you had the phone until it broke.
Right.
You had the phone until it broke.
Yeah.
That was it.
Exactly.
Or like, I remember it being sort of like, your parents decided, okay, you're getting a new phone. You didn't know why. But now you're like, because like it was 2 years and they said everyone gets new phones.
Yeah.
And back then they were giving them like free usually.
Yeah.
Like free phone every 2 years.
Free phone every 2 years.
Your parents
are
like, all right, we're all getting new phones. Or at least you're getting a new phone.
Yep.
Whatever. Like,
yep. Everybody's
turn.
Got their month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yours in November. You're in May.
Right.
You're
right.
In April. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
Way out of order of the month, seasons of the year.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But then you realize like once phones became a thing you like wanted and something that like you were looking forward to the updates. Because back then we weren't Like, okay, I was talking about how I wanted a Razer or I wanted one with a color screen, but those were very, very basic things. Like, oh, I just want this one feature and then I'll be happy. It wasn't like, yeah. Oh man, I need the 4.7 inch screen with the 1.3 gigahertz processor. Like, it wasn't like the geeky, like, hardware stuff. It was like, it'd be nice to have a camera on my phone. That'd be cool.
Yeah. When you go into a store to get a new phone, is that the voice you approach the people with? I need a 4.7 screen. And yeah, I'm just gonna cry. I bought this belt, but I don't like this belt. Yeah, I'm gonna wear this hat.
If I do that voice, then leave me alone, and I can pick myself.
Yeah, no.
But
it's pretty clever. I should try that.
It's worth it. Just annoy them away.
I don't like suits, but I need a suit. I need to go to a wedding and I like suits.
It was a much simpler time. But now we're all like hung up on when's the next iPhone coming out? You think it's going to have the
yeah.
Will the fingerprint reader be able to unlock other apps too and not just unlock the phone?
Dude, I don't have a fingerprint reader. I want it. I know. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
But you're right. Although it's funny because whenever like Apple or Microsoft or Google or any, they always release like, oh, this is what the first phone is going to do. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's cool. I use like 1.5 of those things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Does it still text?
Yeah.
Does it take pictures?
Well, that's how our parents
feel. Can I go on the internet?
That's how our parents feel. They're like, does it make phone calls? Great. And we're like, does it iMessage? Can I still text for free?
Right.
Can I still do FaceTime audio? Fantastic.
Yeah, great. I can use the things I actually need the phone for.
Right.
Yeah.
Not phoning
people. I don't need it to make my stock decisions for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people do, and that's like more about like that's exactly. Great that they can utilize in that way. I in my life don't need to utilize it that way.
I mean, I use it extensively for like social media and for I love all sorts of...
I use it extensively to check my email compulsively.
Sure, I do that too. But I mean, like, I also use it for some sort of, you know, newer things that weren't around back when we were using these phones that we're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Yeah, of course use it for stuff like that. I use it to check my bank account.
Yeah, and then, like, things like Uber and, like...
Yeah, you know, exactly.
All these new services that wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for these phones. So it's really cool that we've come this far. I actually had one more phone before my iPhone, which is what I have now. I had I was on Verizon before the iPhone was on Verizon. This was like the last year before, because it was only on AT&T for a long time.
First
it was on Singular.
Yep, which I had.
Which became AT&T. AT&T, which
yep, merged I was on Singular.
Right.
Singular.
And so I had had Verizon. There was no iPhone of Verizon at the time. This was just months before it was going to come to Verizon, even though I didn't know that at the time. And so I was like, okay, I'll get an Android phone. I was at the time a PC guy. I was like, all right, I'll do the not Mac thing. You know, I kind of like the more customizable stuff. So let's try that. So I looked at Android phones. What's the most iPhone-like Android phone I can get on Verizon? And they say the Droid Incredible.
Oh, you Droid.
Incredible Droid. Yeah. Yep. It made that sound when it started up.
Did it really? It's kind of terrifying in the middle of the night. Like if it reboots itself.
Yeah.
You go at 3 o'clock and I'm like, Droid.
Which happened because it was Android in the early days. So it just restarted itself.
Right.
So eventually I had to turn off that sound. Right. So I was in college at the time. So I was like in class or whatever and just, Droid.
Yeah.
No bueno. But that was my first smartphone. I loved that thing and I hacked it. I hacked it to pieces. I would just install new versions of Android on it like every day and all these apps that you couldn't get elsewhere and, you know, I remember doing that
with my Captivate, you know, for all the apps that were available there. Stuff like, I don't even know what I downloaded at this point. Yeah. Well, it's like first touchscreen or first smartphone, you're just like, download everything that you could possibly can. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I was doing that.
I'm very militaristic now about my iPhone. 5 apps. I have way more than that.
It was just crazy back then, and because it was new and it was exciting, and even though there weren't that many apps in the, it wasn't called the Google Play Store at the time, but whatever the Android App Store at the time was called, which I can't remember right now.
Store.
Yeah. It was you know, whatever fewer apps than there are in the iOS App Store, but. It's exciting, like, oh boy, they made a version of Foursquare for Android. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was like
Instagram for Android. Hallelujah, it came. It was like years later.
Yep. Yeah, I remember, like, what took you so long?
Yeah, and that still sort of happens today, where like they'll develop an app for iOS first, or sometimes for Android first, and then
sometimes it really does. The market has changed, and so I mean, Apple has said they're like, oh, we're not going to change the size of our screens.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everyone wants giant screens. And like, we're going to give you two different sizes to our screens, but we're sticking to these sizes.
That's the thing Apple does. They're like, you don't want... Who wants an iPod that plays movies? No one wants to watch movies on a little 3-inch screen.
No one wants a Zune.
That's crazy. Yeah. 6 months later, and so we've created the iPod video. But Steve, what?
I know. So, but you know what? Rabid followers.
That's true.
I mean, I've committed to Apple now.
Yeah,
like
too.
I've just invested so much money into Apple products that are not cross compatible.
Right.
So, but you know what? It's reliable. I know it works.
Exactly.
So, and I'm like, so maybe I do want, you know, a 6-inch phone, but I really don't. You know what I mean? It's like, I like putting it in my pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeans don't allow for a lot of room in the pocket.
And people who have this big phone with big phablets love them. And that's great. But for me, I couldn't, when I had an iPhone 4S, I thought this 3.5, whatever it was, inch form factor is perfect for me. This is what I want. I couldn't imagine any bigger. Then the 5 came out and I was like, that just looks too big for me. And now I have a 5S. I never had a 5, but I went from the 4S to the 5S. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, now this feels normal to me.
Yep.
This is the new normal. And now, as we're recording this, the iPhone 6 is upon us. And,
Boom.
And, we'll see. We'll see what the form factors are for that. This is going to sound so outdated by the time you guys are listening to this.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know what? Hopefully by the time that... Well, when it comes out, the screen won't be cracked, and I'm happy. That's really what I'm looking for now in a phone. Is the screen non-broken? Great.
It's
one large sheet of glass.
Not many small shards of glass.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll take it.
I will take this. A question for you: do you miss buttons?
No. I don't even think about it. I don't even think about it.
No,
I don't. I don't miss buttons. I definitely don't miss T9.
Oh no. I hated T9.
That was the worst.
It's awful.
That was the worst. Even then, even when we were dealing with it, it was like, there has to be a better way.
Yeah.
Why do I have to hit 5-4 times to get to this letter? That just doesn't make sense. Why? Yeah. Like, it's, yeah. Yep. It didn't make sense then, and
No, you got good at it, though.
We did get good at it. We got good at it.
You got really proficient with it.
But when those sidekicks came out and those, like, you know, phones fold-out keyboards came out, and it was like, oh my god, you mean there's a full QWERTY keyboard? Like, mm-hmm. And then there was, I remember there was one that was, I think it was the Alias, maybe the Samsung Alias, that was, it could both do the sliding QWERTY keyboard and it was flip.
When you,
two different ways, remember?
Put
it one way and it's a flip
phone.
That was
cool.
That was
very cool.
And that was like kind of the epitome, I think, of the, you know, of the flip phone, the pre-smartphone era, where it served both purposes. You had your full QWERTY keyboard and you also had your, just regular, you know, flip out telephone that you could talk into. And there were still some people who had those phones and still use T9, and I don't understand that.
Some people got used to T9.
I guess so.
Some people got used to it.
Unbelievable.
I want to ask my last question of the evening.
Yes.
Before we wrap up.
Yep.
What is the one phone that you always wanted but didn't get?
I don't think there was one. I think the one that I wanted the most was the first iPhone. Instead of dodging your question, I'll answer. The first iPhone.
Okay.
I wanted the first iPhone back when I had a Razor, I guess. And I wanted that so badly. So badly. But I didn't ever get my iPhone until the 4S. So took me a few generations to get
one. It's a couple of years.
Because I had the Incredible for a couple of years there. And I waited for that to... Once that I was up for renewal and that, by that time the 4S had come out and
you were good,
so I was good with that. But yeah, no, I guess that the first couple of iPhones, where I was just like lusting after this amazing MacGuffin of technology.
Good word, MacGuffin.
MacGuffin.
Yeah,
But yeah, I think that's why. And then I had my iPod Touch, which kind of sated that for a while.
Yep.
But eventually, I got my MacGuffin.
Good.
What about yourself?
James Bond's phone from Tomorrow Never Dies.
Well, you didn't. Okay. Well, all right.
I did not specify it had to be a real phone. No, the phone that flipped and drove a car. It's still on my wish list.
All right. Well, I think that I can't top that.
No.
Can't top that. So before we go, why don't we tell the nice people that they can find us on iTunes.
They can find us on iTunes.
And if you're already listening to us, then obviously you've found us some way. But if you, if you're listening, we'd really appreciate it if you just go check us out on iTunes and leave a review, if you'd be so kind. It really helps us with visibility for the show and helps us get the word out there. So please be, if you could be so kind as just leave us a review.
A little review would be nice. You know, do you like the sounds of our voices? Are we funny? Are we not funny?
The answers to all those things are...
Do we sound sexy? Do we sound like fat losers? Like, which we're not.
Don't be mean. Don't be mean.
Don't be mean on be nice iTunes. To iTunes is a family place. It's so, a family place. Yeah, it's a, you know.
So, yeah. So please leave us a nice review on iTunes. Check us out.
This is a place of family business.
Yeah. We're also on Stitcher Radio. It's a good place to find us as well. So hit us up there. That pretty much, I think, wraps things up for today.
It does.
Yeah, we will see you guys next time.
No, we won't, because it's a podcast.
All right, well, you'll hear us next time.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.
Interesting.
How weirdly good looking.
Interesting.
Is that
is weirdly good looking.
Yeah.